When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 127. Are You Better Than Yesterday? By Steve Kam of NerdFitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with author permission, of course. So you may recall yesterday's episode was talking about the mind and kind of meditation and maybe out-of-body experiences, those kinds of things, and whether they're actually real. And what the research says about that stuff. Well, I kind of sort of had my own out-of-body realization experience today. I realized today my niece is turning 23. Holy cow. I still remember when she was 5 years old and taking her to Chuck E. Cheese was like the best thing that was going to happen to her that year. For those of you that don't know, Chuck E. Cheese is basically a kid's germ factory playpen where there's a bunch of arcade games. They serve pizza. It's loud. It's crazy. Perfect environment for kids. But now she's 23. Oh my goodness. Well, happy birthday, Brittany. Now today, I'm reading to you a post from Nerd Fitness. But before we get into it, if you didn't know already, this is one of 4 podcasts where we read blogs to you. So if you like the format of this show, make sure you check out the other ones too. My brother hosts Optimal Living Daily, where he reads you the best personal development and productivity blogs. Optimal Finance Daily covers blogs that are all about saving money and spending less. And Optimal Startup Daily is perfect for entrepreneurs or anyone looking to make money on the side. You can find all of these in the same place you're hearing this show. So let's get to Steve's post and start optimizing your life. Are You Better Than Yesterday? By Steve Kam of NerdFitness.com. Work has been kind of hectic, in a good way, so I didn't get a chance to start thinking about today's blog until late yesterday afternoon. I had no idea what I was going to write about when the perfect concept literally dropped itself into my email inbox. Tim Ferriss, life hacker extraordinaire, had just posted a blog with the same title, highly recommended reading, by the way, as the one I chose for today. Hopefully he doesn't mind, but I stole his blog title simply because it's something you should be thinking about every day. Level up your life isn't this blog's motto for nothing. Are you better than yesterday? If you can find at least one thing about yourself to improve upon every day, fitness, diet, work, health, family, video games, starting a company, etc., then you will always go to sleep a better person than you were the day before. As long as it's something, no matter how small, you get to enjoy a small victory and build upon that success for the next day. How about your diet? If you decided to throw out everything in your fridge and switch to 100% fruits, vegetables, and nuts, you're probably going to freak out and quickly give up because you're used to eating frozen pizzas, Big Macs, and cupcakes. However, if you try every day to eat just a little better, drink one less soda than yesterday, make one less trip to the vending machine, bring in a healthy lunch once a week rather than going to Firehouse Subs, in a few months you'll have a completely different diet and probably a different pant size. No more Costco sweatpants for you. If you're a programmer and you come across bug-riddled software, you make a list of what needs to happen to fix the problems, and then you slowly move down the list and check things off. Eventually, no matter how small the corrections are each day, you will have a solid, bug-free program. What are the bugs in your life, and what are you doing to troubleshoot them? Do you have a list? I used to play EverQuest 2 with my buddies. For those of you who don't know, EQ2 is a massive multiplayer online role-playing game, like World of Warcraft. Between working a full-time job and exercising regularly, I don't have a lot of time to dedicate to playing, which is probably a good thing. Luckily, the game is set up so that I could log on and play for 20 to 30 minutes, finish a few small quests or kill some mobs, and after a few days, level up my character. Life is no different. Just saying, quote, I want to get in shape is far too vague and won't give you any direction. You need to give yourself quests and goals to accomplish. Decide at what point you get to declare yourself you 2.0. What accomplishments and achievements do you need before that happens? Maybe something like this. I want to lose 50 pounds. I want to do 10 pull-ups in a row. I want to run a mile without stopping. I want to look down and see my toes. Make your goals as specific as possible so you can measure yourself to make sure you're getting better. If you want to do 10 pull-ups in a row, you're going to have to increase your back, bicep, and forearm strength. If you can only do 2 now, that's fine. Next week, go for 3. After that, go for 4. If you eat right and work on being just slightly stronger than yesterday, eventually you'll be doing 10 pull-ups with ease. Baby steps, son. The best way I've found to gauge your success is to keep track of everything. Take a picture of yourself every Monday morning. Write down everything you eat and keep track of every single set, rep, and amount of weight for each exercise. How are you going to know if you're better than the day before if you don't remember what you did? Day to day, it's tough to see small changes. However, if you find a way to better yourself every single day, I guarantee you'll see major changes over time as long as you keep track of where you started. Are you better than yesterday? Hang this phrase on the back of your bedroom door. Set your Google Calendar to ask you every morning at 8 a.m. Add it to your desktop background. Do whatever you need to do, but find a way to remind yourself to be better today than you were yesterday. Then find a way to be better tomorrow than you are today. Level up your life, one day at a time. What are you going to do today to become you 2.0? You just listened to the post titled, Are You Better Than Yesterday? By Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Those of you who have been listening to this show for a while probably know what I really liked about this post. I'll give you a second to guess. Still stumped? I love that he mentions baby steps. We don't need to go from 0 to 60 or 0 to 100 right away. When we're trying to change our habits, a little makes a big difference. And in fact, I really like Steve's analogy with regards to video games. Don't get me wrong, I haven't played video games in a long time, but I used to be a huge fan when I was a kid. Now here's a quick true story. One of my clients was a younger male, younger meaning he was in his early 20s and I was not. He came to me, showed me a picture of the Man of Steel. This was Henry Cavill from the first Man of Steel film. And he said, I want to look like this. Now the gentleman was in no way close to that. His body shape was quite different. I talked to him, I found out what his hobbies were. He loved video games, but really wasn't a fan of exercising or eating nutritiously. So I could tell he had some unrealistic expectations right off the bat. But I wanted him to be able to improve his body, of course. So tapping into his love of video games, I was able to motivate him, much like Steve mentioned in this post, to continue moving forward, to think of exercise as beating certain levels. And it worked like a charm. He didn't end up looking like Henry Cavill from The Man of Steel, but he did end up a lot closer to his goal. And the key to his success was, again, not going from 0 to 100, was not going from where he was at that moment to immediately looking like Henry Cavill from The Man of Steel. Once again, if you like this idea of reading blogs to you, come check out our other three podcasts. Just search the word optimal in your favorite podcast app, and all four of our podcasts should come up. Now, tomorrow, we'll hear the start of a two-part post from Negahar Fanouni, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.